Begin the current daf, Masechtas Sanhedrin daf Kuf Dalet. Begin on the bottom of Kuf Gimel on Beis, three lines up on the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf, which our Mishnah in Perek Achelik, opening up this Perek, had said regarding the four kings, the three kings and the four Hedyotis, that does not have a Chelik Olam Haba. So the question was, why doesn't Micha, who is a wicked person, is not counted from those who doesn't have a Chelik Olam Haba? And the Gemara had said, because of the kindness that he had given for graciously hosting guests and giving them food, because of that, he wasn't counted in those that doesn't have a chelik l'ayim habasa. So continuing on that theme, Amar B'yichin and Rishim R'b'yisim in Kismi says, Godoy lo legima, how great is a mouthful, meaning the food that which one gives to guests, where Sheherchika Shtei Meshpachis Mi'Yisrael, where it distanced two families, meaning Ammon and Moav, from the Jewish people, that since they did not come to the Jewish people on their journey in the desert by giving them bread and water, so that's why the Torah says they cannot enter into the Kehillah, into the assembly of the Jewish people. Shemek says the Pasuk in Devarim, Al Dvar Asher Lekidmu Eschem Belechem Amayim, although from all the other nations they could come and be connected and convert to the Jewish people, but Ammon and Moav are exception because they did not come before you with bread and water. We see how great is giving someone something to eat and hosting them, that because they didn't, they were not allowed into the Jewish people. Now, Rabbi Yechon, the Didayom, that was Rabbi Yechon's teaching in the name of Rabbi Yisman Kisma. Rabbi Yechon himself said that it has the following consequences. Merachekes is a crave, it distances the close ones. Umakadeves is rechekim, it brings close the far ones. Umalemes einayim in the Rishon, and it makes Hashem turn a blind eye, so to speak, from the wicked, meaning that he shouldn't look at their wickedness to pay them back for their evil ways. Rather, he makes as if he doesn't see their bad actions because of the kindness that they do. Umashra shchina al nevi habal, and it also rests the divine presence on the false prophets of the Avidazar of those who serve the Baal. And if someone is, by mistake, doesn't do this kindness of giving food, it is considered as if he did it deliberately in that sin. As the Gemara explains, Merachekis is a craven that it distances those that are close, as we continue to book Kavdalim and Aleph. It's me, Ammon and Moav, we learn from Ammon and Moav, who were relatives to the Jewish people, because they come from light, who is the nephew of Avram, and Hashem distanced them then, as we just said before, that they cannot enter to the Kehillah of the Jewish people. Or actually, a different interpretation Rashi brings is that you can't say it means the word craven because they were relatives, because Midian is from the children of Keturah, who that's from the sons of Avram directly. They were closer than Ammon and Moav, if you're talking about relatives, because they were from Bnei Avram. Rather, Ammon and Moav, we mean that when we say they're craven is because they were Shechenim, they were close, nearby, in proximity of land to Eretz Yisrael, and Midian was further away. And if we say, although Ammon and Moav were close, they were distanced and that they're not allowed to join the Jewish people. Umakarevas is rechekim, it brings those who are far away close, that we know mi Yisra from Yisra. Dom Rebbechon, like Rebbechon says, that although he's from Midian, bischar in the reward that it says in Shemais, kiren loy vayoch alochem, that he told his daughters, call that man, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he had run away from Egypt, call him and let him eat bread, which that he got the legima, zachu b'nei bana v'yeshu b'lishkes ha-gaza. So his grandchildren merited to sit in the Sanhedrin in the chamber of hewn stone near the base of Migdash. And then, like, so the pasuk in Divrei Yom Aleph, which this whole pasuk is explained, the Sefri in the parasha, when it says, v'yemim Moshe l'chayvav, that Moshe said to his father l'chayvav, it says, umim mishpachei seifrim, that from a family of scribes, tamid chacham, yesh v'yayvitz, which those settlers of Yavitz, tirasim, shemasim, suchasim, Hema ha-kenim ha-boyim me-chamas. They're the kenim that come from Hamas. Avi beis Rechav, from the family of the father of Rechav, which the kenim that we're talking about in the pasuk are the sons of Yisroel, because as Uksiv Hasim, we find the pasuk in Shaftim that says, Uvnei keni chesin Moshe, the sons of Keni, who was the father-in-law of Moshe, who that was Yisroel. So we see that he's called Keni. Olam Yira Tamarim, they came up from the city of the palms, the Yira Tamarim, together as Bnei Yehuda with the sons of Yehuda, to Midbar Yehuda, to the desert of Judea, Asher Benegev Arad, which is in the south of Arad, V'yelech V'yeshev Esami, went and he's returned the people. So we see that the sons of Yisrael, who they are the same, the sons of Rechav, because as it says, the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, that the Canaan that come from Hamas, which is Avi Beis Rechav, so it says a Pasuk, the Yirmiyah said to the family of Rechavim, which again, Rechav is the same as Keni, which is the same as Yisroi, because this is what Hashem says, because you listened to the mitzvahs of Yehonadav, your father, that they will not be cut off, that Hashem says, Oymid lefona kol yom, that's sitting in front of me all the days. Now the Sefri says, is it possible that foreigners, Nachrim, come into the Heichel, but all the Jewish people did not go into the Heichel? Rather, it means to say that they were sitting in the Sanhedrin, they were teaching the words of Torah, who these are the grandchildren from Yisroel, and how did he merit that? Because he was Mekurav, although he was Rachik originally from Midian, because he gave bread to Moshe Rabbeinu. Again, we see how great is giving food to another person. What do we see? That Hashem, so to speak, turns a blind eye from the wicked. Mimicha, as we said in the previous staff, where Hashem told to the Malachim, leave Malom, because although he's a great sinner, but his bread is given to wayfarers, and that's the God of Legima. We find that Hashem even allows to rest the divine presence on the prophets of the Vedizar of Baal. Mechaveir shel Ida Navi, from the friend of Ida HaNavi, where Ida HaNavi had prophesied regarding the Mizbeach in Basel that it's going to be destroyed, because Yeravim had put Tzlamim of Vedizar over there, as the Pasuk says in Malachim Aleph, Vihine Israel Akim Bam Yehuda. And he said, Mizbeach, Mizbeach, which it's explained the Brice of Seder Olam, that refers to Ida HaNavi. Now, the false prophet came and fooled Idoi, and he made him come to Basel and violate the mitzvah of Kadosh Baruch Hu, who told him, don't go to Basel and eat over there. And then the merit that this false prophet gave Idoi to eat, that's why the divine presence rested on that Navi Abal and allowed him to give that false prophecy, again, as we find, because of God Legima, because he gave Idoi to eat. Except like it says the Pasuk of Malachim Aleph, that they came to the table, and because he gave him food to eat, and then the word of God came to the prophet that made him come down to eat next to him. We see how great it is that it even gives a false prophet prophecy. And where if someone even by mistake doesn't give someone food, it's considered like a deliberate sin, because we find that Yohanan by mistake didn't go ahead and give David 2 loaves of bread to eat when he was running away from his father Shaul, and he got punished. Because the Amar Vidim Rav, he says, Il Mali Hilvo Yohanan La David Shtik Kikris Lechem, which from the term of Levaya, that it were it not that if Yohanan had given over and escorted David by giving him, as he was running away, 2 loaves of bread to eat, which by mistake, it didn't intend not to give him food to eat. But had that not happened, Lo Nerga Noiv Ir Arkanim, the city of Noiv, the city of Kahanim, would not have been destroyed. Why? Because David then would not have had to ask for bread from the Kahanim of Noiv, and then Doig would not have slandered about them that they were assisting David in his escape from Shaul. And then Lo Nitra Doig HaDomi, so Doig, who was ultimately destroyed, because he slandered, he would not have been chased away. And Beloneg Shaul then would not have been killed because of that sin that he killed Noivir Kahanim, Bishleish Banim, including his 3 sons, which included Yohanan himself. So we find that although it was a shagaga by mistake, an error on Yohanan's part, it was considered like a deliberate sin which ultimately killed all those people. So again, we see this great concept about kindness of feeding food to another person, that it has all those consequences that Rabbi Yochanan spoke about. Continuing on the Gemara's theme of the previous daf, as we asked why wasn't Micha counted in those who don't have a chiluk l'ayim abah, continues the Gemara, why wasn't in the wicked kings that don't have a chiluk l'ayim abah included the achas? So Amar Yirmiyahu bar Abba says, b'nei shemutl bein shnei tzadikim, because he's between 2 righteous people, bein yosim l'chizkiyahu, because his father was Yosim and his son was Chizkiyahu, 2 righteous people. So therefore we see that he is connected to the Jewish people, and therefore he is from those who do have a chelek l'mabah, even though he was a wicked king. Rav Yosef, he gives a different interpretation. He says, because he had embarrassment from Yeshayahu HaNavi, and that merit made it that he still has a chelek l'mabah. So like says the Pasuk in Yeshaya, says, V'yemer Hashem el Yeshayahu, that Hashem said to Yeshayahu, say no lekras achas, go towards achas. Ata v'shar yoshev bincha, you and your son shar yoshev, which Rashi translates as shar yoshev, meaning, and the shar meaning the rest of the Jewish people, of yoshev, meaning that they came back to be like your sons and your students. El ketzei ta'olas habrech el yoner, to the edge of the pipe of the upper pool. El mesilas tekoivis, to the path of the field, which would loosely be translated as the launderer's field. Now, ask the Gemara, my kaivis, what does this mean, to the edge of the field of the kaivis? So, Igadamri, that those that say, dikavshinu la'ape, because achaz, went in the word of kaivis, can be read as kaivesh, with a sin, which is a shin, that he concealed, he pressed his face as in the way of hiding, because he was embarrassed from Yeshayah b'cholof and he passed by. It was in that merit of that embarrassment that gave him a chelik loyim haba. Those that say that uchlo de katsri, there was this perforated tool of the launderers which they used to water, puts a little bit of water on the garments, and it was with that kli that sachav areshi that he went and turned it over achaz on his head so that Yeshayah should not recognize him, again because he was embarrassed from him b'cholof and he passed by. So again, both of them are talking about because of the busha, but just either because of the term of kaivis, which is kaivesh, or literally because it was the tool of the kaivis, of the laundress tool, which he put on his head to pass by. So the Gemara continues asking, why didn't they consider the wicked king Amun from those kings that don't have a chelik l'am haba? So the Gemara, because of the honor of Yeshayahu, who is the son of Amun, therefore he was not from those that don't have a chelik l'am haba. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, so Menashe nami lo nimni, so Menashe, who are from those kings that are mentioned, that do not have a chelik l'maba, should not be counted in the kevod shel Chizkiyahu, because of the honor of Chizkiyahu, who is the father of Menashe. Says the Gemara, no, bro mezaki abba, a son merits a father, which is Yeshayahu, merits his father Amun, to bring him to the world to come. Abba lo mezaka bri, but a father does not merit a son, and therefore Chizkiyahu is not going to be able to save his son Menashe. Just simply like it says the pasuk in Devarim, Hashem says, "Ve'im yodei matzel, there's no one that could save from my hand," which means "Ein Avram matzel es Yishmael." Avram cannot save his son Yishmael in the world to come. So to "Ein Yitzchok matzel es Esav," Yitzchok cannot save his son Esav, because although a son could, which is when he says kaddish and he does other mitzvahs, but a father cannot do that for his son. Says the Gemara, "Sahash de'as la'achi." Now that you came to this concept that a son can merit a father, so Achaz Nami, so to we could go back to Achaz, you don't have to say that the reason why he merited a portion of the world to come is because he was embarrassed with Yeshayahu. You could say Lo'imni, he was not counted from those who don't have a chelik l'maba, Mishum Kavodah Shel Chizkiyahu, because of the honor of his son, Chizkiyahu, who brought Mezaka Abba. The Gemara continues asking, why wasn't Yayakim, who is also a wicked king, counted from those who don't have a chelik l'maba? Says the Gemara, Mishum because what Rebbechi Berevu had said, that he was atoned for, and therefore getting a portion of the world to come, because he never merited to be buried. Now, all those who we ask, why weren't they counted, we're only asking from those who were totally wicked, as we said before, that on the previous stop, that these kings were very wicked. Achaz went and sealed the Torah, no one could learn Torah. So the very wicked kings were asking, why are they not from those who don't have a chelik l'maba? And that's what the Gemara is addressing. So the Gemara is saying that Yaakov is he merited a portion of the world to come because of the atonement. The Amr B'chiyah B'reb Avua, he said, "Ksival Gulgulosish Al Yaakov was written on the skull of Yaakov, Zois Va'ir Acheres. This and something else. In other words, one revenge was already taken against him, and then another one will be done to him." So the Gemara brings a story that Zekinid Reb Pereda, the grandfather of Reb Pereda, which his name was Pereda, Ashkach Gulgulasa Dahava Kashad Yibashar Yerushalayim. He found a skull that was just laying around in the gates of Yerushalayim. Uksiv Bazois Vedacheres, and it was written on the skull this and another one. Now he saw a skull lying around, cover, so he buried it. Velaikver, and it wasn't buried, it popped out. Cover Velaikver, he buried again, and it wasn't buried. Amar, he says, Ah, Gulgulasa Shal Yayakim, this is the skull of Yayakim, the Ksivbe, which regarding him it's written in Yirmiya, Kavuras Chamor Yukover. The burial of a donkey, he will be buried. Sachav Ahashlech Begayim, which means to me just thrown around and laying around, kicked around in the streets, which are like an animal, like a donkey. That's going to be his burial. Now Amr, he said, however, Malku, ultimately he was a king. It's not appropriate to totally disgrace his skull. So karcha bishiroi, so he wrapped it in silk. Voice of bisifs, and he went and put it into his chest. He put it in his cupboard in his dresser at home. Chazisa the basis. So his wife saw a skull that was wrapped in silk in his dresser. Savar, she thought, Hadi itzika maisava, this must be from his first wife. The holy Kamanchila, he doesn't forget about his first wife, and he still has her skull. So Shagar Tanura Vakalsa, she went and lit up the fire, the oven, and she burnt that skull. That's what's written in the pasuk, that there's going to be two disgraces to the corpse of Yaakov. One that he didn't merit burial, and another one where ultimately his bone, his skull, was burnt. Now the Gemara goes back to the concept that we opened up with regarding Gadol Legima, how great is kindness. However, the Gemara brings to Tanya Linda Brisa Amr Shimon Lazar. He says, Bishvil, because of the Chizkiya went and he actually praised himself, and he said, Hatayv beinecha asisi, that the good in your eye I did, which he was boasting himself as if he was living up to what he was necessarily doing, caused that he should say, Ma'ois, what's the sign that I'll be Ella Beis Hashem, that I'll go up to the house of Hashem, which he asked for a sign from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is inappropriate, which because one sin he did caused another sin, and therefore continues, B'shvil Ma'ois, because of the sin of asking for a sign from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nochem Ochol HaShulchanei, which this is the idea, although it is good to do kindness, but certain people it's not appropriate to be giving them food. And the king of the Jewish people, he's having foreigners eating by his table, where these are those who Merodach Baladan, the foreign king, had sent scrolls and the mincha through them. He had them eat by his table, which was a sin. And Bishvul Shanachim Achol Shachanim, because foreigners were eating by his table, Garm Galus Labanim, that caused exile to his sons. As the Gemara explains, Masayil Chizkiya, this supports Chizkiya. Whoever invites idol worshippers into his house and he attends to them, like Chizkiah, where the Gemara tells us later on that his wife went and gave them to drink, that causes exile to his sons. As it says in the Pasuk, that he rejoiced over them, he showed them all his treasures, and it says afterwards, Shemit says the Pasuk Melochem Beis, Umibenachem, from your sons, Asher Yetzim Imcha, that will come out from you, Asher Toilet, which will give birth, Yikachu, they will take, Vayusarisim Behechel Melech Bavel, and they're going to be attendants in the sanctuary of the king of Melech of Bavel. So we see that they went to exile because he went and he hosted these idol worshippers in his house. Which the pasuk that we just referred to, either Melachim Beis, or some say it's the pasuk in Yeshaya, because this word by Yismach, or the word would actually be by Yishma. Yismach aleim Chizkiah. That Chizkiah rejoiced over them, these messengers from the king of Bavel. Vayarim es kol beis nechaysa, and he showed them all his house of nechaysa, es hakesab es asav, he showed them his silver and his gold, ves abasamim ves shemen hatay, vegoimer, his frankincense, his aromatic spices, and his good oil. So Amar Rav says, my Beis Nechaysa, what's this Beis Nechaysa that he showed them? So says the Gemara, Ishta Hishkasa Aleim, it refers to that his wife was giving them to drink, which is that the queen herself was pouring to them. Now that's Beis Nechaysa, because the word Nechaysa is from the word of Menaka, which means diminished, which refers to the rib, which was diminished from the man, which from that the woman was created from. That's referring to that he showed them his wife was actually pouring them to drink. Ushmul Amahi says, Beis Genaz of Haralem, it means that he showed them his treasure houses, because that's the Aramaic translation. Beis Nechaysa is Beis Gidni Zahi. Or Menachem, he translates in his book that it's a term of spices, like it says in Bereish Lamanaf, Nechais Bitzari Valait, that he showed them his spice house. Or Rabbi Yechonim, he says, Zayin Oichel Zayin. This is like, for example, as we brought this in the Gemara Tzavivav Mabeis, that there's certain strong metals that could eat up, so to speak, meaning that could destroy other metals. Harolan, that's what he showed them. But again, he went and he showed them these things, and he brought them into his house, and he served them. That, as we said before, is what caused Galus to his sons. So once we're talking about the Churban, of going into exile, Gemara quotes different psukim in Sefer of Eicha, which talks about lamentations about the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash of Eretz Yisrael. So the pasuk says, Eicha, woe, yashva, bada, those, he who sits alone, which refers to the Jewish people. Amar Rav, Amar B'yichin, he says, Mimnei ma'alok Yisrael be'echa. Why was it that the Jewish people were smitten with the word Eicha as it refers to the lamentations regarding the Jewish people? Now the word Eicha is actually the gematria, is the numerical value of 36. Aleph is 1, Yud is 10, Chaf is 20, He is 5. So the reason because they violate the 33 violations of the Torah, that one gets karis for getting cut off at a young age and losing the children, which are written in the Torah, as the Gemara in the beginning of Masechtas Krisis goes through these 36 of them. So to Omer B'yichin, it says, why is it that the whole Megillah of Eich is written in the order of Aleph Beis, Pasuk after Pasuk, it says in the order of the Aleph Beis, because they violated the Torah, which is written with the Aleph Beis. It says, Yeshva Vadad, who sits alone. Amar Rava, Amar B'yechon, and he says, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Ani Amarti, I said as it's brought in Sefer Devarim, V'yishkan Yisrael Betach Vadad. The Jewish people will rest, they will settle, confidently alone. Which means they'll be in solitude, but they won't be afraid, not from foreigners, not from wild animals. Ein Yaakov, the eye of Jacob, El Eretz, Dagon, V'sirish, to the land of grain and of wine. Afsham of Yarfertal, also its heavens will drip dew. Now, That was in the blessing form. Achshav yibodu meishavim. Now that, yeah, they'll sit alone, meaning in desolation and destitution, that's the perversion of what was supposed to be the blessing, is now because of their sins, is going to be alone in a desolate way. So it says in the pasuk, Hi'ir rabasayam, the city of the many of people, which sounds like that the people who continue to grow by leaps and bounds more than other people, because Amar Rav, Amar Bi'ichin, he brings that the semen of a minor, of a young boy, is not totally fertilized, and therefore it does not create a child as quickly as an adult. So too, the womb of a younger woman does not conceive as quickly as an older woman. So therefore, he says that what the Jewish people used to do, and that's why they called the Ha'ira Bas Yam, Shayimasiyan Kitana Lagadal, they would marry a young girl to an older man so that his semen will be able to conceive quicker because his zera is stronger. Ugadayla Lakat, and they would marry off an older woman to a younger man so that although his seed is not so strong, but her womb could catch it very quickly. Kadeshiyu Labanam Harbor, so that they should have many children, many sons, and in contrast, not having a younger boy to a younger girl, which that would delay and taking a long time to conceive a child. By mixing the two, they were able to have a higher ratio of birth. Now, which doesn't mean when we say kut nekatana, literally a young child, a young boy and girl, rather means to say those who are just reached maturity and they're fit to conceive. However, but then their seed is not as mature as those from older. So by mixing up, they hope to have ha'ira basiyam. So the pasuk says ha'iso kalmano. Now the great ones. Now she's like a widow. So remember the Merav, he says ki almano, like a widow, v'lo almano mamash, but not literally a widow. Ella ki isha shahalach b'ayla b'din sayam. Rather, it's like a woman who her husband went overseas. V'dayte lachzar leh. His intention is to come back. She's like a widow, but not a widow. The Jewish people have not lost and severed their tie with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's just for the time being. Rabasi b'goyim, the great one among the nations. Sarasi b'medinas, the princess amongst the different countries. Amar Rav HaMabichin, it says, and this is that he's explained, the kamokim shenolchim, wherever the Jewish people go, even in their exile, Nas and Sarm Ladanim, they become the ministers for their lords. Which they become great, no, wherever they were, even by Medinas, even by the Goyim, they're still the great ones. As the Gemara illustrates, there was an incident with two people, Shanishbu Bahar Carmel, they were taken captive in Har Carmel, and their captor was going after them. So one of the captives, the Jewish captive, said L'chaver to his friend, Gamal Shemalachas Lavanenu, the camel that's going in front of us, Suma Ba'achas Meinau, is blind in one of its eyes, Utu'unashtenoidis is carrying two flasks, Achashal Yahim Achashal Shemen, one is from oil and one is from wine, Vishnebane Adam Hamanheganaisa, and the two people that are leading it, Echid Yisrael Ve'achanachi, one's a Jew and one's a non-Jew. So Amalan Shaboy, so the captor said to these two Jews, Am Kshe Erf, a stiff-necked people, how do you know this? Amalai, they said to him as follows, Gumel the camel, ma'asavim shalafaneho, from the grass that's in front of it, it's not eating sometimes from the right and sometimes from the left, like a regular animal that sees, which eats from both sides. Rather, mitzad sheroya achelis, it's only eating from one side where it sees, mitzad sheineroya in achelis, from the side that it doesn't see, it's not eating. So it's obvious that that it's blind to one eye. And this that it's carrying two flasks, achas shel yain va'achas shel shemen, one of wine and one of oil, is simple because shel yain mitavta v'shoykeya, the wine gets absorbed into the ground. And we see between our feet that there are certain drops that were already dropped from that camel that's in front of us. And on one side, it's getting absorbed into the ground. And the other side, the oil is dripping because v'shel shemen mitavta v'tzaf, the oil, it floats to the top and stays there on the top. And that's how we know that one is wine and one is of oil. Moreover, v'shnei b'nei adam ha'manhiganaisa, and this that the two people that are leading it, echad nachri v'echad yisrael, one's a Jew and one's not Jew, is because nachri nifn l'aderech. We see that when they relieve themselves, one's on the road and one's on the side, the non-Jew relieves himself on the road, v'yisrael nifn l'tzadin, and the Jew relieves himself on the side, because that's how Jews are, they're more modest, and therefore we know that there's a Jew and a non-Jew. So the Gemara tells us that Radav, so the captor ran acharem after the camel and those who were leading it, and he found like what they were saying. They came and he kissed them on their heads. He brought them to his house and he made a great festive meal. And he was dancing in front of them. Now there is a girsa
which is obvious that Rashi had that Girsa too, which the Gemara continues, that Amrulay that said to him, Kimeduma lanu, it would appear to us, Sha'adeinenu, that our master, meaning the captor who is now celebrating with them, Ben Klaster Shel Melechu, that he's the son of the cupbearers of the king, meaning that the appearance of this person seemed very similar to the appearance of this cupbearer of the king, which meaning obviously that he was born from an extramarital affair of his mother with that cupbearer of the king. So it says, Halach v'shalim, he went and asked his mother. So Amallah, he said to her, Im at magadis li mutav, if you tell me good, v'im lav, ani mitzav v'hargan eskav, not, I'm going to command and they're going to kill you. So Amallah, he says, she said to Hasan, b'ni my son, b'shas chuppah, yotza baila. During the chuppah, the wedding ceremony, her husband, referring to herself, went out. V'nichnis klaster shal melech, and the cupbearer of the king came in. Ubo leo, v'nasar b'mena, and he had relations with her, meaning herself, and conceived the child, which was you. So the story continues, the Havilah and Basa, he brought the meat. Amrulay, they said to him, Basa zeh yesh betam kelev. This meat tastes like the meat of a dog. Halach v'shal le'ima, he went and he asked his mother. Amrulay, he said to her, Imat magedis limutav, if you tell me good, v'im lav, ani mitzav v'hargan eskav, not, I'm going to command that they should kill you. Amrulay, so she said to her son, B'ni kivsa achas yeshlan, my son, there's one lamb that we have, u'meisa ima, and its mother passed away, v'niku mikal b'ach achas, and they nursed it from a female dog. So the story continues, Hevelem Yayin, he brought them wine. Amrulay, they said to him, Yayin ze yesh beitam mes, this wine tastes like a corpse. Halach v'shali, he may when they asked his mother, Amrulay, she said to him, Hayayin medloya shal kevra avicha, this wine is from vines that are growing on the grave of your father. Naslam kesev azav, he gave them silver and gold. V'amr, and as Argamar continues, he said to them, Baruch shebacher bezari shal Avram, praiseworthy is the one who chooses in this seed, the descendants of Avram Avinu, v'naslam chachmasa, and he gave them from his wisdom, u'b'chamokim shein helchem, wherever they go, nasin sarm ladanim, they become ministers to their lords, u'patrin v'hochel b'tein l'sham, and he let them go, and they went home peacefully to their house. Continuing with the psukim in Eicha, it says, b'chay sivka b'layla, cry, you shall surely cry at night time. It says, g'mar shtei b'chiyis halal olam, what are these two cries referring to? One is talking about the destruction of the first temple, one is referring to the destruction of the second temple. When it says that you should cry balayla at nighttime, it means al iski layla, because of what happened at nighttime, because of that night that they cried in vain. Shemek says the passing in Bamidbar. Batisa kala'ida, that the whole assembly raised, the Yidnu has come, and they gave forth their voice. The Yifko Ambalailahu, and the people cried that night, which was from the Miraglim, that they came back and they were crying that they have to go to Eretz Yisrael. Hashem said, that Amar Abba Amar Yechani says, Oitza Yom Lil Tes Ba'av Haya, that was the night of the 9th of Av, which we know as Tisha B'Av. Well, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Jewish people, Atam Mechisim Mechish Achinim, you're crying a cry for nothing. What do you mean, I'm doing the greatest kindness by taking to Eretz Yisrael, and you're crying about it? Bani Ekvelchem Bechi L'Deris, I will establish this date as a time for crying for future generations, which are the times, the dates of when the Beis HaMikdashes were destroyed. Another interpretation, why does it say crying balayla at nighttime? Whoever cries at nighttime, his voice is heard more than during the daytime, as the Gemara says in Yumid Avchafim Beis. Why isn't a person's voice carry at nighttime as it does at nighttime? Because of the orb of the sun which cuts through the sky during the daytime, and that's why it says Bachi Sivka Balayla, so that the Jewish people's voice should be heard and that they should have mercy on them. And despite of that, still the pasuk says Im Menachem Lo, there's no one who could comfort her. Or Davach, another interpretation, when it says Balayla at nighttime, it's called Boicha Balayla, because whoever cries at nighttime, Kechavim Mazalis Boicha Nimayi, the stars and the constellations and the Mazalis, they cry with the person because they have mercy on the people who are crying then when the stars are out there at nighttime. Davach, another interpretation, Balayla at nighttime, it's called Boicha Balayla, whoever cries at night, Hashemea Koiloi Boicha Connected, whoever hears that person crying at nighttime cries with that person. Because since you could hear it so clearly at nighttime, it softens the heart of a person, whoever hears it, and cries with that person. As the Gemara brings Maisa Bisha Achaz, there was an incident with a certain woman, Shechinasit Shemimlil, who was the neighbor of Remimlil, Shemes Bana, that her son passed away. She was crying over him at nighttime. Shem Remimlil Kailo Bacha Connector, Remimlil heard her voice, and he cried with her. Achanisha Risa Enev, until his eyelashes fell out, which means that the hair of his eyelashes would fall down and cover his eye because it was so wet from all the tears that he shed on her. Lamacha hikir by Tamid. The next day, the students realized that the Rebbe's eyelashes were all wet and hanging down. So they took her out from his neighborhood because of what it was doing to their teacher. The pasuk says, "Anecha alechya," and her tears are on her cheeks, which the word lechya could also be translated from the word of laches, of moisture, and of naris, of something moist, of young. Where Amar Rav Amrichni translates, "Kiisha shabeicha al bal meureha." It's like a woman who cries over the husband of her youth, which the moisture, what a young girl has, which is from the word of lach, of lechya. Shemek says the pasuk in Yoel, it says Eli, which is a term of bimakainen, where the targum of kina is ayala, of cry, kibesulach agerasak, like a girl who's girdled with a sackcloth, albal no reha, on the husband of her youth, where she's always crying, and you always find tears on her because of her husband, is the husband of her youth. The pasuk says, "Hayitzereha l'roish." Her foes became the leaders. Amar Rav Amar Yochanan. He explains that kol ameitz l'Yisrael, whoever hurts the Jewish people, nasaroish, become the leaders. And some have the gears and some not. Shenem, like it says in the pasuk, but it does convey the same idea. Like it says the pasuk in Yeshaya, "Kilei muaf l'ashem mutzakla," because they don't get weary. Those that torment the Jewish people. Case arishon, like the first time, Hekel made it easy. Arts is zvulun, arts naftali, the land of zvulun, land of naftali. Va'achen echpet, but the last time made it hard. Which Derech Hayam, the way of the sea, Eber HaYarden, the Transjordan, Gilil HaGoyim, the desires of the nations, where again, the same idea, Amar Rav Amar Yochanan says, Kol HaMitzik LiYisrael, whoever tortures the Jewish people, in the Oif does not get tired, they get some type of supernatural powers in taking control and hurting the Jewish people. Pasuk Nechad says, Lo Yaleichem, not on you, Kol Ivri Darach, those who pass, who are the passerbys, the wayfarers. Now, the prophet was bemoaning the destruction of the base of Eretz Yisrael as if there was a tzara which he was turning on to others. In other words, he was telling the Jewish people, it should not be this tzara on you, which Rashi says it appears to him that the prophet was talking either to the sons of Moshe or to the 10 tribes, which Nebuchadnezzar did not take into exile, where he was saying that this should not happen to you, the Ivri Derech. Where he was saying that this happens, but not to you. So Amar Rav Amar Yochanan, he says, "Mikan lekuvlanu min haTorah." From here we learn the concept of kuvlanu. Either that means to say that when someone is notifying his pain to others, like here he was talking about the Bnei Yehuda who had this, the galus of Nebuchadnezzar, he was telling it to the others, the 10 tribes, or to the sons of Moshe who did not have that, when he's telling them his pain, you have to say that this should not happen to you like it happened to me, because it's something that's harsh when someone hears something that as if it could happen to that person. What that's teaching is if someone's particular is saying, "Whoa, don't tell me this thing," that it's not considered like nichush, which one should not generally be concerned with ominous signs, that something like that, when you're telling someone something bad, you should say, "Lo yalecha," not on you. Or another interpretation, kuvlana, means that when someone has a tzara, he should be koivel, which means the term of tzak, of crying, he should let people know about it. Or, actually, the word neged in the Torah is translated as kavel. Where Esed Loi Eze Kenegder used the word kavel, which means say like someone tells his friend, "I'm not talking about you, not Kenegdecha, I'm not talking about regarding to you." Again, they talk about this concept, when someone has a problem, either that he should talk about it, or that when he says it, kuvlana means to say, don't let it be known, as if that the person should say, Loi Aleichem, not on you, where the Navi was talking about all the pain, but Loi Aleichem kol Ivri Derech, this shouldn't happen to you. The other people that did not have the tzara that me, my people, went through. Now, it used the words kol ivri derech, all those who pass the path, the road. Amar of Amar Merav, he says, because asu'uni kol ivri al das, what this is referring to is kol ivri derech, as if someone that violated the path, as if whoever violated, it's like he's saying, the prophet saying, I was considered by Hashem as if we violated the laws of the Torah. Why? Because the Ilu B'Sedayim says regarding Sedayim, the evil city of Sedayim, it says in the pasuk in Bereishit, "Vashem Himtra al Sedayim," that Hashem rained down the sulfur and the fire on Sedayim. Now the Ilu B'Yerushalayim says, whereas by Yerushalayim it's written, "Mimorim Shalach Esh Batzmaisa," from up above, he sent fire in my bones. "Vayerdeno V'Gomer," and he subdued it, meaning it's a term of breaking, like someone who rules over his friend to hit him and to totally destroy him, V'Gomer, etc., which is that it's referring to that he burnt the city of Yerushalayim, which he made me like Ivri Das, which is like he judged me like Sedayim, which was burnt in fire. So that's what it says, Kol Ivri Darach, that it should not be on you, which was what happened to us, that we were considered as if we were over the Derech of Hashem, like Sedayim, which was so wicked, which they got burnt, so to us. Now, Ksiv, it says a pasuk in Eicha, the Yigdal Ovein Bas Ami, that the sin of the people of my nation was amplified, Mechata Sedaim, more than the sin of Sedaim. So ask the Gemara, V'chimas upon Yesh Bedavar, is there some type of favoritism shown over here in this element? Since the pasuk is saying that the Jewish people were more wicked than Sedaim, so then why wasn't the city of Yerushalayim overturned like Sedaim was? Or another interpretation, is there favoritism over here where it says over there, V'Hashem Himter, that Hashem Himself rained down, whereas over here it says that He sent it through a Shleach. Why? Why did we have better than there was a Sedaim if we're saying that the Jewish people were more wicked than Sedaim? There was an extra measure which protected Yerushalayim more than what was by Sedaim. Because the Ilu B'Sedaim, regarding Sedaim, it says the pasuk in Yechezkel, behold, this was the sin of Sedaim, your sister, Goin, haughty, sivas lachem, satiated from bread, they did not help and support the hand of the pauper and of the needy. However, regarding Yerushalayim, it says the pasuk in Eicha, Yidei Nashim Rachmanias Bashli Yaldehen, the hands of the merciful women cooked their children. Where in Yerushalayim it says that the merciful women would cook their children, which Hoyu Lavaris Lame, they would go and feed their friends and they would eat together the dead child. So we see that they were merciful. In contrast to Sedaim, where it says that they didn't support the Yad Oni Ve'Evyon, which so it was this extra measurement of Yerushalayim which atoned for it that they should not be overturned. Or another interpretation, when it says the Midi Yisera, it means to say not that there was an extra measurement of merit, but that there was an extra measurement of punishment that was done to Yerushalayim, which were that their children were eating each other when they died, as it says, where the dead children, the siblings were eating. In contrast, by Sedaim, they were, as the pasuk says, Goin Sivas Lechem, they never tasted the taste of poverty. So you learn that the punishment of Yerushalayim was greater than the punishment of Sedaim, and therefore there was no favoritism shown. It's just that by Sedaim it was overturned, whereas Yerushalayim got in a different way, which was more difficult in a different way, and that's also calculated by Kodesh Baruch Hu and calibrated, but it wasn't that there was favoritism. Each one got for their wickedness that they were punished. Pasuk says, Sila kol abire. A sila is from the term of like mesila, the path of all the strong ones, Hashem, Bekirbi is inside of me, meaning that all the mighty ones, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, invalidated. He made them like they were pus, like they were pressed, like a path which everyone steps on and gets pressed down, which are similar to like a coin which is nifsal, which is coined, which is minted, which there's nothing that you could do once that's pressed. Ka'adam Shem Lechaver, like a person who tells his friend, nifsalim at Be'ezu, that this coin was already pressed, already invalidated. That's something that was already carved out. There's nothing that we could do anymore. That's what happened to the Jewish people in the destruction of Eretz Yisrael. It says, Patsu alayich piyem, that their mouths open up to consume you, the Jewish people. So Amar Rav Amar Yechon, it says, Bishvil ma hikdim pela ayin. Why is it that in the majority of the order of the Aleph Beis in Eicha, that it says pay before ayin? In the Aleph Beis, Ayin comes before Pei. Why is this pasuk of Patsu Alayich Piyem before the pasuk that mentions Ayin in Eicha? Says the Gemara B'Shvil Meraglim, because as we said before, Tisha B'Av was the 9th of Av, which is when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, which is what Lamentations Eicha is going on, was because of the Bechir Shalchinim, which was when the Meraglim, the spies, came back and gave a bad report regarding Eretz Yisrael. So because of the spies, Sha'amru B'Fihem Ashaleiro B'Neim. The word Peh means mouth, which is the letter Pei. Ayin means eyes. They said with their mouths what they didn't see with their eyes. So they made the pez come before what they saw with their eyes. And that's why pez comes before ayin. Pasuk says in Tehillim, as in Perek Yudalad, Pasuk Dalad, it says, Halayadu kol pa'ali oven, but because all those who are sinners, who act with sin, they know, they're oichli ami, they're those who consume my people. Ochul lechem, they eat bread. Hashem likaro, they don't call out to Hashem. What does this pasuk mean? So Amar Rava, Amar Birchin says, Kala Oichel Melachem Shal Yisrael, meaning Oichli Ami, which is Ochul Lechem, if they eat the bread of the Jewish people, then Toim Tam Lechem, then they taste the taste of bread, meaning the Kutim, they find flavor only in the bread of the Jewish people, because that's pleasure for them when they steal the Jewish bread. But those who don't eat from the bread of the Jewish people, in the Toim Tam Lechem, they don't really have a geschmack, they don't really get a good taste of bread. When the Pasuk says, Hashem Lekiro, they did not call out to Hashem, Rav Amar, he says, Eilu Hadayon, this refers to the judges which perverted the justice. And because of their sins, that's what the Pasuk was saying, that Lechem Ami, the bread of my people, was for the food of their enemies. Ushmulam, he says, actually refers to Elam Lam the Tinekis. This is the school teachers, because their work with their kids are flawed. That's what caused that the bread of the Jewish people should be consumed by their enemies. Now the Gemara goes back to the topic of our Mishnah. It says, Mimanon, who is it in our Mishnah that was counting these kings and these commoners, which the Mishnah said that these are the individuals that do not have a chelik leim haba? So Amar Rashi says, Anshei Knesset Gdol Lamanim. It's the men of the great assembly, who they're the ones that made this count, which our Mishnah talks about, of the four commoners and the three kings who do not have a chelik leim haba. Now Amar Vidim Rabbi says, the Bikshu Oid Limnes Echad, they actually wanted to count another one who does not have a chelik leim haba, and that refers to Shlem HaMelech. Now, Bod de Musta Yukna Shalav, however, the image of his father David came to the Anshei Knesset Gdola, v'nishtachal of name, and he prostrated himself in front of them that they should not count him from those who do not have a chelik leim haba. But they did not pay any attention to him. Then fire came from heaven, and it singed this fire in their benches. They did not pay attention to it. A heavenly voice came out and said to them, the Pasuk of Mishlei, Chazisa ish mor b'malachti, did you see a man who's swift in his work? Lefnei malachim yisatzim, he shall sit in front of kings. Bal yisatzim lefnei chashuchim, he shall not sit in front of the dark ones, meaning in Gehenim. Which the pasuk means to say, Misha hiktim beisi lebeisai. Hashem was saying, he who made my house, meaning the beis hamikdash, before his house, which is the king's abode. V'loyoy, not only that, elisha beisi bana b'shev shanim. My house he built in 7 years, which is ish mor b'malachtoi. Whereas his house, which is the house of the Malachim, he built in only 13 years. He was lazier with his own house. Such a person should sit in front of the kings, meaning Gan Eden, but he should not sit in front of the dark ones in Gehenna. However, the Anshei Knesset did not pay any attention to that baskal. Yet a baskal of Amma, a heavenly voice came out and said, a pasuk in Eiv, Hameimcha Yishalmena, is it from you that a person should get his payback? Meaning, is it your job to pay back the punishment of a person? Ki ma'asta, that you have been repulsed, that you're disgusted with Shlema to say that he does not have a chelik leim haba? Ki ata tivchar v'lo yani, because you choose, says Hashem, and not me? Which is, do you think it's contingent on you to choose and not me who gets a chelik and who doesn't get a chelik leim haba? Hashem says it's dependent upon me, etc. And then they consented and let Shlem HaMelech not be counted from those who do not have a chelik leim haba. Now, continuing on this topic, the Gemara actually tells that Deyushei Rishumais, those who expound the Pesukim, as it says in Daniel, Es HaRosh Miksav Emes, that which is graved in the true writing, so that refers to Rishumais, is those who expound the words of Torah, Hayom, they actually said, Kulon boin lo'im abo, they all come to the world to come, meaning they all have a chelik, even Menashe, Yerav, Ma'achav, all those who consider wicked in our Mishnah that do not have a chelik, the Deyushei Rishumais said that they do come to the world to come. So like says the Pasuk in Tehillim, Hashem says, Li Gilad, to me is Gilad, V'li Menashe, to me is Menashe, meaning Hashem says, it's upon me to tolerate their sins so that they should merit to come to the world to come. V'Ephraim o Yisraeli, Ephraim, the strength of my head, Yehuda Mechaki, Yehuda my lawgiver, Moyev Sir Rachatzi, Moyev, the basin of where I bathe, Al Edom Eshlechna Alai, on Edom I will throw my lock, Alai Peleshes Hisroi, on me is the Philistines that are friends. What does this pasuk mean? So the Gemara expounds that Deyushei Rishumais said, Li Gilad, to me Hashem says is Gilad, Ze Achav, that refers to Achav, who is counted as from those who do not have a chelik mabo. Hashem says, no, he is to me, Shenafel b'Ramot Gilad. Why is he called Gilad? Because that's where he fell in war, in Ramot Gilad. So it says, to me is Gilad, refers to Achav. Menashe, that's Kemesh Mai, that's like the literal translation, referring to Menashe ben Chizkiyahu, who Hashem says, he does have a chelik. Ephraim is Reishi, Ephraim, the strength of my head, Zeh Yeravim, that refers to Yeravim, the custom Ephraim, who comes from the tribe of Ephraim. Yehuda Mechaiki, Yehuda my lawgiver, Zeh Achitevel, that refers to Achitevel, as we continue to talk about Kofheim and Aleph, the Ka'asim Yehuda, who comes from the tribe of Yehuda, as we find that David HaMelech said to him, you are a man like my value, Alufim Yedoi, my teacher, the one who teaches me knowledge, where he called Achitevel Miyadoi, my relative, because he was also from Shevet Yehuda, like David. Mayav, that actually refers to David, who came from Mayav. Sir Rachatzi, the basin of where I washed, that's Zeh Gechazi, refers to Gechazi. Shalaka, who he was punished, meaning the word Sir can mean that he was Sar, he went off and he got Saras, Al Iske Rechitza, due to the incident of the washing, which, as we had said in the previous daf, what had happened, that he had where he was cured, that the king was cured, and it was all because of the incident in the basin where he took stuff which he was not supposed to, and he got tzaras. So it refers to Gehazi. Al edem ashlech ne'olai, on edem I throw my lock, meaning I will lock up these wicked ones in Gan Eden. Zed doig adoimi, that refers to doig the adoimi, which is al edoim, and he was called doig ha'adoimi. Alai palesha sister ay, on me is the palishtim that are friends. What does this refer to? It refers to the Amma Malach Ashoyas Lepnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ministering angel said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shalom, Master of the World, Im Yavi David, if David is going to come, Shaharig Esa Pelishti, that's what it says, Alai Pelesh, Hashem says, Ami is the one who killed the Pelishtim, V'hayrish Es Benech Gas, and he inherited for your children the place of Gas, and he's going to come and scream to Hashem, how can you give a portion of Olam Haba, as this Pasuk saying, to Degen Echid Teufel, to Olam Haba, Ma'ata Oitzalai, what are you going to do for him? How are you going to appease him? They hated David, and he's not going to tolerate that. Why are you giving them a portion to Olam Haba, when they're not supposed to have? On that, that's what the Pasuk saying, Hashem will say to them, a lie. It's on me to appease them, and La'sais and Reim, to make them friends and beloved people, zeh lezeh, one to the other, and that's why it says hisra'i, which is the term of reis, of friendship. Hashem says, don't worry, Allah palesha says, it's on me for those, meaning referring to David who killed the Palishti, that Golias, that hisra'i, that I'll make them friends with Doig and Achitevel, although they were his enemies, and they really shouldn't have a chelik mabo, but I am giving them, don't worry, it's upon me, I will appease them, and I'll make them friends in the world to come.